Blog Talk Radio.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for the Inner Light Connection, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on WNN. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
To Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Lifestyle Radio Program on WNN 1470. And you're here with Lori, myself. We have Holly. We have the guest speaker of today, which is Marissa Cohen. We have Barbara that's in her studio at Dewberry Moon. And then we have Rashid. And where is Rashid?
Rashid
is in the Amazon, I believe. He's wearing one of those big African hats with the mosquito nets, and he's in the Amazon River, and he's collecting Palo Santo for Griffin's Lost.
Awesome.
So wherever you are, Rashid, I wish you the best. And now we're going to say a few words about our sponsors, for with whom, without them, we would not have a radio show.
Definitely. Our sponsors are Robert Gluck, Vital Food, Cantinelli Builders, and Florida Addiction Institute. Thank you so much. Okay, so Lori, let's take it.
Take it away,
yeah,
Holly.
It's just us today. So before we get into our guest, Marissa Cohen, I wanted to talk a little bit. I mentioned last week about Drewy the Duck.
Oh,
and I was so happy that I had a few people asking me throughout the week, how's Drewy doing? So I wanted to give a little update. He's doing great. He's doing excellent. His eyes are still they're about holding their own. For anybody that's just coming in this week, I have a friend, Duck, that hangs out in my backyard. And when he first came to visit me, his little eyes were not too good, kind of, you know, gooey and just a little cloudy. So I performed Reiki on him every day, and I've been feeding him and taking care of him, and he's actually getting better. So I wanted to give a little Drew's update. He's doing really good.
Aww.
And he's hanging around with his two little lady friends, which I named throughout the week.
He has what are their names?
Their names are Isolde and Trista.
Nice.
So he has two little friends that he's carrying on with, which is really
sweet. Well, can we call you Dr. Doolittle now?
There you go. There you go. Maybe I'll take some pictures of him on Facebook so that way everybody can put a face to the name. Little Drews, he's so cute. Okay, so, well, we're going to kind of go back to our roots today a little bit. As you know, we're known for kind of out-of-the-box, cutting edge, a little controversial. So this week, a researcher that I am, I kind of went into a few things. So this is a time, you know, that we're going into the age of awakening, you know, going into the
Tell
era
us
2012,
more.
Yeah. So some of the information that's presented today, you know, it might be hard-hitting, but we do need to take our rose-colored glasses off and kind of look at information nowadays and not take everything at face value.
So would you say this is cutting-edge and out-of-the-box stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. The first thing that I'm going to go into, I don't know if anybody's heard, but there's a new documentary that's coming out. It's called The House of Numbers, and it opened up in Portland, Oregon, and it looks like it's going to go to the more independent theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's going to come out in DVD in June, and it's a story about HIV and AIDS. It seems that it's going to be rewritten. It's almost like they're saying that HIV does not exist. Mm. It has never been isolated.
So are you saying this is lab man-made, they're saying?
Well, what's going on, since I haven't seen it yet, this is big headlines that are coming out. It did open, like I said, in Portland, but I haven't seen it yet, but I'm definitely going to be looking for it. Seems like what they're doing is they're interviewing doctors and researchers who are revealing information and questioning the official explanation of HIV and AIDS. They're saying that HIV positive has to do more with the answers that you provide in a questionnaire than the actual blood test itself. I wrote down a little thing here about the film, if anybody's interested. It says, the documentary film exposes contradictions in the scientific opinion about HIV/AIDS. The filmmaker started questioning scientists and delving further into testing protocols, modeling, and science. He began to see a lot of contradictions that they had among themselves. He goes on to say one of the things that became apparent to him was how important it is that the questionnaire was given and not the actual test, the actual blood test.
So you're not really saying that that AIDS does not exist. You're saying you're questioning the testing.
Well,
they're
it's saying here, and I even did a little bit more research in David Icke.
Mm-hmm.
David Icke, I have here a comment that he had remarked to. He said, the person who announced that HIV caused AIDS was an American doctor, Dr. Robert Gallo. He has since been accused of professional misconduct. His tests have been exposed as fraudulent, and two of his laboratory executives have been convicted of criminal offenses. Tens of millions of people are tested for HIV antibodies every year.
Right.
And Dr. Gallo, who patented this test, gets a royalty for everyone. And then to look into even farther, the drug AZT is worth billions right now, and it's owned by the drug industry controlled by the Rockefellers.
I have to tell you, as a nurse, an RN, that's whom I took care of for AIDS patients, and we used a lot of
AZT.
Yes,
yeah.
A lot of it, and along with the other cocktail medications that they talk about. Yeah.
Well, this is a very controversial film. I'm definitely going to look forward to seeing it. I want to see more of what they say. They're probably going to give a little bit more clips as we go on. But they're actually indicating more, through vaccinations, that it's not even passed on sexually. So this is, actually I was looking, and back in the 80s, the condoms went over, 100% overnight when the Surgeon General announced about AIDS, and condoms overnight, they went up over 100%.
Well, that would happen.
Yeah. So, again, I mean, this hits home for a lot of people. I mean, they're even going as far as saying that, like, the cancer industry, that it actually causes sickness and disease while claiming to provide a treatment. And, again, this, it might hit home for a lot of people. I mean, my father passed away of cancer. My sister had a friend who passed away of AIDS. Actually, I had a friend's brother who passed away of AIDS. So this is serious, serious stuff. So we're definitely look into it. Again, it is the age of awakening. So we are coming into a lot of exposed issues right now. So we really need to look at the issue. Okay, so another thing that I was looking at, too, and, with my crazy headlines. This is my crazy headline thing this week.
All right, what's next? I'm just sitting here gripping my chair.
This is my crazy headline. Okay. It seems to be, how everything's going with airport control. You heard about the guy who was caught kissing his wife over one of those lines, and he held up air traffic for hours, and people were upset. They asked him not to kiss his spouse. Anyway, the reason I brought that up is because we're in a lot of fear right now with flying.
Well, they've created that. Yes.
Exactly. So my whole point is that we're in so much fear right now flying. This is what happened. I got this through National News.
I'm going to start taking trains.
Yeah, right.
Trains are fun. You should.
Yeah.
Trains are great. I'm trained though.
Yeah. You like trains, huh?
I love trains. Oh,
okay.
I love flying too, though. It's all
good, right?
It's all
traveling
good.
traveling in general. I love traveling. I mean, that's my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Sagittarius, so I love to travel. But I just wanted to bring this attention, just a crazy headline, again, that we really need to look at information like this. And just some of this stuff is really appalling. But this is the thing. It seems to be a 22-year-old student from the University of Michigan. She was flying back home after a holiday break. Mm-hmm. Now, she was using the same airline, Northwest Airlines, and flying into the same city that the carrier was involved. Do you remember Christmas?
Yes.
The bombing on Christmas?
Yes.
So just that in itself, she was a little nervous. So here she was in the airport. She was sliding her items through the scanning machines. She walked through the detector, collecting her things and such. Still a little shaken up. Now, the TSA worker was staring at her. This is her saying this.
Right.
He motioned her toward him. He pulled a small, clear plastic bag from her carry-on.
Oh.
Now, picture this. Small, little baggie
right.
with white powder, white fine powder. So at this point, this poor girl's probably shaken.
Right.
Now,
probably hysterical.
Yeah, hysterical. So here we are, picture this scene, and then the TSA worker said, "Where did you get it?"
Mm-hmm.
So here she is even more. And then he goes, everything will be okay. Apparently he was just joking. He started to smile, and he told her, just
horrible.
Kidding, and then he waved the baggie at her. It was
all
a joke.
Oh, my goodness, that's horrible.
So,
and where did that come from?
This came from Philly.com, which originally came from Natural News and InfoWars. So it can kind of go different.
So if anyone at home wants
yeah,
to research
exactly.
it, Philly.com.
I mean, the things that are going on right now is just insane.
Let me
so
just tell
the
listeners, in case you've just gone on to Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles radio program, and we're located on WNN 1470 AM amongst many other stations and threads. I also want to reintroduce myself, Lori, Holly. We have Marissa Cohen, who is our guest speaker.
Hi.
Welcome, Marissa.
We have Barbara in her Dewberry studio, and we have Rashid in the Amazon.
So we're expecting Barbara to call in, correct?
Yeah, I thought she was gonna.
Yeah, we're looking for Barbara to call. So, Barbara, whenever you're ready. Okay, so, all right, so no more controversial stuff. This is going to be, a little crazy show. Again, we have to take our rose-colored glasses off and look at the facts before we make any decisions. They have, I love conspiracy theory, so I was looking into this information regarding Haiti. Before I get into this, would you like to say anything, a prayer for Haiti?
Well, I would just like to say to all our listeners to let's continue to send massive prayers, healing lights, send our donations, and make sure that you are aware of the agencies that are taking the donations and that where your donations are going to. And let's just keep praying for them and for their country to heal quicker and for the other parts of the world to help out in building up their civil their cities.
Yeah.
And
we have to really we feel
I think
for the
I see Barbara
right
online.
Yeah.
Let's put Barbara. Barbara.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi guys.
Hi Barbara.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of ready for you guys.
Okay.
I'm running a little late.
Oh, that's okay. Better late than never.
Yeah. What's the word for today, guys?
Well, Barbara, I'm glad you're here. We're going to talk a little bit about Haiti, but unfortunately it's going to be a little bit more controversial, some of the conspiracy theories that are going on right now. So I'm glad you're here and we can get into this.
Well, the first question that I want to ask the two of you is, what is this harp? What is that?
Okay. Holly, you want to tell her what it is?
Well, HARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. That's what it stands for. It's HAARP. It's an ionospheric research facility. It's kind of jointly funded by the U.S. Air Force, U.S. Navy.
U.S. Senate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Barbara, actually we're going to have to step out for a break. So stay there as we go for a break. Thanks. And we'll be right back with Third Eye. Thanks.
Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
Good afternoon, you're back. And for those of you who have tuned in, you are listening to Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles radio program on WNN 1470 AM. And I just want to let you all know that at the end of the radio show, we're going to be accepting call-ins for Marissa to do a real short tarot card reading at 1-888-565-1470. So, Barbara, are you online? Barbara?
Do we have Barbara?
I guess we don't.
We don't. Okay.
Okay. Well. Anyway, let's discuss heart.
Yeah. So, okay, again, this is another thing by doing some research, kind of like going behind the scenes and looking. It seems to be that the conspiracy theorists are saying that the U.S. is putting their hands in South America. You know, we're all familiar with the conflict going on between Venezuela and Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Just a brief recap. Back in November, Chavez ordered the Venezuelan military to begin preparations for war with Colombia.
Right.
Apparently, they have military bases in Colombia. So it looks like we might be looking at a military base. Oh, I see Barbara on the line.
Oh, Barbara, are you there? Nope, she's not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are. There you are, Barb. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, except for, I don't know, I got a message to tell, and I can't tell it. I'm so excited about this whole thing. Are you there, Lori?
I'm here.
We're
give
here.
Give me all you got, babe.
Hey, Holly. Hey, Lori. And by the way, hey, Marissa.
Hi, Barb.
And Marissa Well. Very talented girl.
Thank you.
I'm so excited about this. We've known about the weather wars for a while now. There's a lot of talk about it. China even announced it for the Olympics. And now we're hearing about it, you know, much louder, much more frequent. And the thing is about HAARP, you know, they have it stationed in Alaska. They also have it there so they can beam it directly where they want to.
Right.
And, there's like a billion watts. Radiated power that they beam into the ionosphere, and what that does is it gives them control. But here's the thing, guys. On an astrological level, let's look back at in the '30s when Edgar Casey started talking about Atlantis and some of the findings. You know, are we about to replay some of the things about the destruction of Atlantis? Is this how it went down? You know, they tampered with weather as well. There was a lot of talk about how they tampered with energy and power.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Is this the thing that we're looking at here?
It's very, very much well. I mean, there's a lot going on usually when we have information like that. So, of course, we always have to look at the reasoning behind it. But then there's always some kind of energy wave, energy influence, astrological influence that also has something to do with it. Because if
right.
we're looking at a possible reasoning for this to happen, if it was influenced by HAARP, is some type of military base, United States military base in Haiti. So with that, and then looking at astrologically, it could very well possibly looking at remnants of Atlantis as well.
Well, even well-meaning things, you know, an accident can happen and mess up completely. One of the things is, I don't know how many people we have to meet, Christians, New Age, any type of religion is all belief. I know they feel like they have a lot of differences, but let me just also talk about Book of Revelations, end days. This is one of the things I love about the Bible, is Revelation, and it talks about the second coming.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we call this the ascension. And there's a lot that's been ready to come out now about the Great Veil, and that's astrologically. But for those Bible readers, you go to Revelation, and let's start with Revelation 6, verses 4 and 5. It talks about a red horse, the power to take peace from earth, to kill one another. Revelation 6, verse 8, a pale horse, his name was Death, and hell followed him. You know, you can look these up and read on. Your Revelation and how much they talk about this. Prophecy can be anywhere that you look. It comes in many different forms.
Well, normally it's astrologically anyway.
Pardon me?
A lot of the information in the Bible is astrologically anyway.
Well, it is.
Because
yeah,
the ancients, the ancients, that the night sky, that was the theater in ancient times. So all the myths and legends and a lot of the biblical information is through astrology.
Right, the three wise men. They were astrologers, and I happen to agree with you. I don't know. Some people are afraid of that, and we could get into a long discussion.
Okay, but speaking of long discussions, I got to break it up. Stay online, Barbara, because I want to introduce Marissa, and I want our listeners. I want our listeners to hear what she has to say. I want to tell you guys that Marissa is a medium. She's a tarot card reader, astrologer, and she's currently writing a book. So, Marissa.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm great, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us a little bit about how you knew that you were a medium or...
Well, I guess a lot of it started when I was very young.
Uh-huh.
My parents have both passed, and my mom, who, although dead, is very active.
Very active.
Still off.
Let me say how active her
very
parents
active.
Are.
Marissa
and I share an office.
Right.
And her parents, and Barbara, you've seen this too, so
yep.
tell me you have.
Yes, I
mm-hmm.
have.
Her parents, her father and mother take little trips
they
in
just,
and out.
They scoot on in. The day I was moving in, Lori and my mother share the same purse. My mother had the same purse that you have, and I walked in, it was
yeah.
sitting on top of my desk. And then as I'm unpacking, my mom had a specific song that we would play for her when we were taking her to chemo, and that started playing. And then she just zoomed on in and was very excited about, we have a couch there now, and it looks French. And so the moral of the story is is that, and this is a bit, ties into a more serious note about loss, but even though we lose our loved ones, they really are around us. And it's interesting because today, as I was telling Lori before we started talking on the show, I've had a couple of people in my personal life come to me who are having cancer difficulties, and in some specifics,
yeah.
The type of cancer that my mother specifically died from. And it's interesting how it keeps coming up. And
reoccurring.
I feel like
reoccurring. Yeah, right now.
And how I think it's a reminder that, I mean, anyone who does mediumship, that it gives people so much hope, and it gives us hope too as mediums, that what we've lost and the things that have been seem destroyed really aren't destroyed, that there's such a bigger picture.
That there is
to
life,
all of us.
Life after, some
yes.
life, some form of life.
Some form of life. And
when we cross over.
And sometimes I think that there's levels to it. I have no proof of this, but my feel is that they come in and they go out. And so when I was a child, my mom was kind of a hippie and was very hippie inclined. She was a Scorpio.
Oh.
And she taught me to read when I was 3. And also taught me astrology, and astrology was a big thing in my family. And my parents watched me very carefully, and I started sort of would know things or say things that would happen, and it
right.
scared the pants off me
oh.
for years.
Oh.
And it wasn't really until they both got sick and I was taking care of them actively that I started to come back to what I sort of dashed out as a child and start to let it out. And once my father died, he started coming to me pretty actively, and it took a while for my mom to come through because she died she died in a coma, and she took a
right,
while.
Right.
But she, they have a lot of opinions. And
yes,
they show up with them.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. But it's wonderful though, you know, because they're so funny. And also, I've had sessions with clients at Griffin's Loft where I work, where I've had clients come in and specifically say, "Wow, I'd like to talk to my dead husband, my dead wife, my dead father, my dead mother, my child," and if you set the space, and if you don't go in after them,
right?
Usually that dead person will show up.
Now, do you have any problems calling, you know, opening yourself up to this, or how does it work for you?
Oh, it depends. My problem is, I've started to get a lot stronger at holding boundaries in terms of my personal space, because I was going through a period around February, April, May, where things that I was talking to or people who would come to me would sort of follow me home and kind of hang out.
Like,
is anybody
her.
In here with us now?
Not really. No. Do you really want me to look?
Why not?
There was some energy at the loft today that was kind of hovering around. There was a kind of a bigger guy. But we're pretty clean right now.
In other words, nobody wants to
no,
be
no
on the radio.
I mean, people they sort of spark in, honestly. Like, I feel that there's just like a little kid here. You know, I don't know who she belongs to, but she's here. and sometimes that happens. Sometimes they just kind of, it's like they follow a lantern, and they go, oh, she's going to talk, and they kind of.
It's like Ghost Whisper.
It is a lot like Ghost
yeah.
Whisper. There was a scene in Medium where she wakes up from a dream, and her husband is, you know, kind of going, "What's the matter?" And she's like, "Oh, nothing." And I'm like, "That's going to be me."
So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Like, when somebody comes to you for a reading, and they want to talk to a person that has crossed over, relative,
yeah.
friend, can you automatically call them to you? Do they always come?
Not always. And one of the things is I like to make really clear to the person who's coming that that all I can do is set the space for it.
All right, we are going to have to take a break. You're listening to Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Life.
The Florida Addiction Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At vitalfoodstore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.vitalfoodstore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
And welcome back. You're listening to Third Eye Live, and we're being sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles radio program, WNNN, 1470 AM. We're here with guest speaker Marissa Cohen, who is a medium, tarot card reader, astrologer, and writer. So, Marissa.
Hi.
I think we were talking about when somebody comes to you
right. And
using your mediumistic abilities, and you were right in the middle of saying how sometimes the spirits don't come in, or...
Right. Well, what I like to do is, it's only recently that I've started doing this for anyone outside of my family and my friends and myself. I mean, it's a fairly recent thing that it's become kind of a career for me. So I like to make sure that the client knows that it's my job to open the space.
Okay.
It's my job to hold space for whatever wants to come through. If someone walks in and says, I want to talk to my dead wife, and his dead wife shows up, great. But I like to let them know that if someone's not coming, I don't want to go in after them. You know, I can get psychic messages, I can do tarot, I can do whatever. Sometimes it is a little hit or miss
okay. With
that, quite honestly.
Barbara, do you have any questions for Marissa?
Barb?
Okay. Barb, you there? Barbara has a habit
yes.
of that.
Hi, Barb.
Oh, hi, Barb. Do you have any questions for Marissa? Do you have any questions for Marissa?
Oh, sorry. Hey, Marissa, do I have questions? You know what? I know you. I know you are so talented. Like I said before, I know your chart, huh? I know your psychic placement. So anything Marissa tells you, I know for sure. She has other interesting things going on. Like she said, she can draw things to her. I happen to know that. If somebody would have questions about someone, a loved one on the other side, I would certainly believe Marissa would be a good girl to go to.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some questions. You know, Marissa, you've been writing for a long time. I know that about
mm-hmm.
you. How long have you been psychic for? I know with me, I was kind of born with it, and I developed it. What about you?
I think for me, it came through very, very young, but I didn't really know what it was. I just would sort of, I would become a sponge. And I would kind of walk into rooms and pick stuff up. And it wasn't until I was much older that I realized what was happening. And it wasn't really until my parents died that I was really able to trust what was going on and to trust my instincts.
Yeah, that happens with my dad. I know sometimes when a loved one goes, you start to really get triggered.
Yeah, it becomes an anchor on the other side, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree with that. So I'm trying to think, you know, I wanted to bring something up. This is kind of switching off here just a little bit. But did you get to see that new movie, The South Legion?
Me? No, I have not seen it yet.
No, I haven't seen it either.
Okay.
Did you see it?
Because we were talking about angels. We were talking about the shift in energies and everything. It was just a really cool movie, and I know you're a movie goer. I thought you might have seen it. It was pretty interesting.
Was that to me or to Holly?
To anyone in general.
Yeah, it's that.
Well, Marissa, you said that you wanted to do a tarot card reading for Holly.
Yes.
And who do you want to do it on?
Specifically, she mentioned her, and I can do one for you as well if you would like.
I'd love it.
Specifically, your
for Drewy.
For Drewy.
Oh, yeah. For Drew.
For Holly.
I was just so charmed by him. Like, he has girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a little play dog.
He's living his life, you know.
He's so happy with him.
We really did a big shift from, like, dead people, serious things, to
I know. We've gone, like, all over the place
great.
Today, guys.
Yeah.
We really
yeah.
apologize. I think we've been all over the map today. My goodness. But, yeah, Drew's, his little eyes.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. So we're asking about Drew's health?
Definitely.
Okay.
Oh, he's so precious.
Aww.
I can't wait to take a picture of him.
I like his
show
girlfriend.
Everybody.
He has two of them.
Isolde and Trista.
That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Isolde and Trista.
Uh-huh.
That's
do
great.
They flank him one
they
one side
should.
And the
God.
Other?
That's a TV show. It's like Big Love.
Oh, pretty
done.
Much. And then you have my guard dog, Cat,
oh,
who's
great.
Always in the background watching whatever
oh,
I'm doing, you
okay.
know. And then he gets jealous, and he plops right there,
mm.
You know, by my side, you know, shows
like
me
a Roman guard
the
watching me
there
on
you
go. And all.
You bet.
It's hysterical in my backyard, I'm telling you.
It's like a little love fest.
Yeah.
Marvelous. Okay, so we're asking about Drewy the duck. This is far less serious than usual work.
I know.
This is fun. Okay. We pulled the Ten of Swords for Drewy. And the Ten of Swords, I would say, is that something about his disease process is definitely cycling to an end. Either it means that it's he's going a little bit more downhill, and he'll continue to go downhill, or that just this area of his illness is finishing.
Oh, good, yeah.
So it could mean also healing, because with the Ten of Swords, you very much have... like we said, the end of a cycle, the cycling out, which also means the renewal.
Yeah.
So
when I first saw him, he was in bad shape.
Yeah.
And between, you know, taking care of him
right.
and giving him some Reiki and stuff, he's coming around. He's holding his own right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we have Ten of Swords. Let's see what else we have going for Drewy. Aw. If you could talk to Drewy, he would tell you right now.
I want you to know right now, Marissa's giving a tarot card reading to a duck.
Or a duck.
Because only on Third Eye Live.
Right, because we're waiting for call-ins
yes.
and nothing has happened yet. So in the meantime, we're doing a tarot reading for a duck. And
oh, no, it's called the duck reading.
The duck reading, yeah.
And oh, actually, you're calling people in. We have Liana. So let's finish this, and then
okay,
we'll
great.
Take
hi,
the
Liana.
Phone call. Finish
so excited.
With the
I don't know
cups.
Liana.
So
all right, so the Six of Cups is, if Drewy could talk, he would tell you that he's experiencing a lot of nostalgia right now because the Six of Cups very much deals with past and past loved ones coming forth. And I think he would probably also tell you that you've been a very nurturing and loving presence in his life. Because, and also maybe even reminding him of his mom.
Oh, cute. Oh, cute.
Okay, I just want to take this moment, and I want for the listeners that have just come on air, you are listening to Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles radio program. We are located on WNN 1470 AM, amongst other threads. And we have a couple of call-ins, and we're taking on a who now? A Brianna?
Iliana? Yeah, let's take Iliana.
All right, Iliana.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Iliana.
Hi.
You're here with Marissa Cohen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I would like to know if I should move and where to.
Wonderful.
Considering
let's do
renting a house or another condo, and what would be best for my mother and myself.
Okay, you said it again. You're considering renting?
Yeah, renting a house or another condo.
For your mother and yourself.
Yes, it would be best to leave this condo that we're renting right now.
Okay. And your name is Iliana?
Yes.
And what is your mother's name?
Teresa.
What is your birthday?
4/19/49.
Okay. And what is your mother's birthday?
10/4/28.
Okay. Let's see. Let's draw a couple of cards for you.
What would be beneficial, the best thing for my mom?
Okay.
To be out.
Great. Okay. So Marissa's going to do a tarot reading for Iliana. She's pulling the cards.
I'm wondering about Teresa's health. Are you moving in connection with her health? Is that part of why you're moving?
Yes.
Okay. Is she, I don't want to, if I go too far with this, tell me, but I'm looking at her birthday, and for some reason I'm hearing the word feet in connection with your mother, possibly with yourself, but I'm hearing more of your mother.
I'm sorry, the word what?
Feet, like feet, something, I want to say neuropathy, or something to do with feet, legs, shins, the lower half of her body?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes? Okay. Why am I also hearing something to do with water? I mean, it could be physically that she's filling up with fluid. Is that something about her process that's happening?
I don't think so. They tell me, everyone tells me, all the nutritionists say to give her more water.
Okay, because I was hearing the word water, and I was wondering if it was in connection with fluid or filling up with fluid.
I don't think so. She doesn't have swollen ankles or anything like
okay,
that.
That's good. But water is... Do you have an opportunity
maybe
to...
Maybe she needs more, do you think?
Well, what I was actually hearing the water... I mean, if nutritionists have told you that, absolutely, but I was actually hearing it more very in connection with her health. Are you thinking of moving to a bay or somewhere with where you would be over? I mean, I feel like, and I've not touched the cards yet, but my gut feeling is that the place that you want to move to is, I feel like there's a specific place in mind that you haven't really focused on, but it's sort of as if you're aware of it and maybe haven't made a true commitment to it, but I feel like it has something to do with being near water or being near, I keep hearing the word bay, and I'm wondering if that's around.
Ocean right now.
Now you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this...
I was wondering if I should stay in this area or I should go more west. Is this beneficial for her? And I'll tell you the truth, because where we are right now, we have a mold problem.
Okay.
In this building, and that's not, it's not conducive for her health.
Okay. The first thing that I just drew a three-card spread for you. I'll walk you through it. If you want to get a pen and write it down, feel free. I drew for you the Six of Swords, and then I drew the Ten of Swords, and then I drew the King of Coins. So walking through that, I would say that right now, we could look at this as a past, present, future reading, but I'm tempted to look at it with your initial question, which was, should we move? You said, would it be best to leave? And I'll leave this to you, and I'll just explain to you what it means, and you can draw from it as you want. But the Six of Swords means, literally, a move across water, ironically, and during that move, the problems that you've had will get better. I mean, if you could look at the picture that I'm looking at, and you could probably Google it, it's a picture of a young man in a boat with smooth sailing in front of him and sort of...
Okay, we have to take a break, so Marissa, we'll get back to Marissa. This is Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Life Radio Program.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
And good afternoon. You're listening to Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Program. And we're located on WNN 1470 AM. Right now in the process of talking with Marissa Cohen, who is our guest speaker, and she's speaking to Ileana.
Mm-hmm. Ileana, are you still there?
Yes.
Hi. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hi, Ileana.
Hi.
We're a little pressed for time, but I want to make sure that you get as much of your reading in as we can, okay? I'll tell you what we got. Huh?
I appreciate it. I said yes.
You're welcome. No problem. Thank you for calling us. So we had Six of Swords was the first card I drew for you, which indicated a move across choppy waters and that the waters behind it were much more tumultuous than the waters coming up. But no, so that's showing me that no matter where you are in this moving process and also in the process of your mother's health, things are definitely getting better and definitely reaching an even keel, much more so than you've seen in probably the last 6 months. The second thing I drew is the Ten of Swords, which definitely means the end of a cycle. Drewy the Duck got this about 5 seconds ago. but the Ten of Swords means literally the end of a cycle, the end of an era, the chop-off of something. So something is definitely ending. And swords usually indicates communication, possibly anything legal, which to me, if we stretch the definition, can certainly mean a move. Also, we also drew the King of Coins and the Nine of Cups, which to me says that your decision to move would be pretty favorable. The King of Coins talks about an older man who has money, has power, specifically has real estate. It can also indicate the masculine energy inside you, and also King of Coins specifically deals with real estate, property value, things like that. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to find that if you move, somehow the property that you pick up will have a greater value than what you have now. Also, Nine of Cups, which is your final card, which is sort of casts everything over, all of it. The Nine of Cups is your manifestation card, and it's coming in to remind you that whatever you manifest, especially in this situation, can really, really grow for you. And the Nine of Cups is literally the wish card and the emotions card. So it's casting a really nice glow on some of the more challenging cards in this spread. The Ten of Swords can be a little challenging. The Six of Swords, we went from the Six of Swords, the Ten of Swords, the King of Coins, and the Nine of Cups. The Nine of Cups, like as we were saying, casts a nice glow over the Ten of Swords, which can be a little challenging at times.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Well, it sounds good to me.
Okay. well, from what I'm looking at in this spread, it's showing me, you know, some issues that had been in the past. And with a card like the King of Coins, I would definitely read that, you know, favorable in terms of real estate issues for you.
Great. Okay, that helps me a lot.
Great, I'm glad to hear that.
So, Ileana, we want Marissa to tell you how to reach her at Griffin's Loft.
Okay. For Ileana and for anyone else who's just tuning in, I can be reached at Griffin's Loft at 954-625-6775. You can also find information about me on the Griffin's Loft webpage. That's www.griffinsloft.com, and I'll be in the bio section. To reach me personally, you can email me at happyganeshreadings@gmail.com. That's happyganesh readings, readings, one word, @gmail.com. I can also be found on Facebook. You can also put me into Google, just Marissa Cohen, M-A-R-I-S-S-A, last name Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, astrology, and just hit go, and I'll be the first hit.
Thank you.
Great,
so
awesome.
Much.
Thank you so
You're
much
very
for
welcome.
Calling
Thank
me.
Thank you, Ileana.
Have a great day.
You too. Hey, Barb, are you there?
I am. I'm here, Lori. Hi.
Hi, Barb.
Hi. Do you have any other questions for Marissa?
You're talking about psychic ones now, aren't you?
Well, actually, I kind of wanted to bring it back a little bit because we were kind of all over the place today, and
yeah.
just a little bit more about Haiti, because I don't want to leave people, like, hanging off their chair type thing. We kind of, like, went in four different directions in a matter of 2 minutes. So
yeah.
I was just wondering if you had anything to say about that. I know that you were researching as well as I.
Yeah, thank you, Holly, for that. I appreciate it. Right, Holly and I work together a lot. Great to work with you, Holly. I love it. Yeah, I have a lot to say about Holly. I mean, to say, Holly, about Haiti, because this is actually, out of all the suffering that's been going on and what happened there, it's the time for us to all wake up, open our eyes, work together. And I think on an astrological level, speaking for the U.S., it is time to really pull outside of ourselves and everybody, even globally, work together. And I think that's what this has opened our eyes to. Don't you agree?
No, I definitely agree. As I was saying earlier, we have to take our rose-colored glasses off. Unfortunately, we're coming into the age of awakening, and things, tragedies like this, as it is a tragedy, and we feel deeply for the people, sometimes there are agendas, you know, to that. So we always have to look,
yeah,
you know, at those
you know,
possibilities.
Our different Timmy. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Holly.
No, I was finishing.
and our good friend Kenny. So he talks about the Great Veil. And actually, it's tricky because we're in a time where there is a Great Veil because it's a bit of an illusion. It works with the moon. But with that comes the idea that all things can happen at this time. And we're also moving forward into the unveiling. So really, at this time, it's about both. So if we feel that there isn't a clarity in our own personal lives and an understanding, that's because it's still yet to be revealed. We're working on it between now and, say, March, and we're coming into it more and more as we go along. April, especially May, once we start to hit into that time, it's just going to be a crazy awareness, personally, globally, all across the board.
Yeah, and also we really have to look who we're donating to. A lot of us are donating, and that is commendable, and that is great. We need to do that. We need to help the people of Haiti. But at the same token, we, you know, maybe look to more local organizations and
know who you're giving your donations to.
Yeah, exactly. And look at all the fine print now. Look at news outside of the major norm that's coming in, you know, through the pipeline, because we really need to stay on top of this. It's a war on consciousness right now, so we have to be one step ahead of the game.
Exactly. And there's so much we can do right down here in South Florida. Look how many people that are here that have family members in Haiti. So if you're right about the local part of this, we can just jump right in and be quite active.
Exactly. That's great. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Thank you.
We're about wrapping up now. So, Marissa, it was such a great delight to have you here.
Thank you, Marissa. Thank you so much.
We have
much.
A few minutes. Is there anything you'd like to tell our audience?
I'd like to say thank you for having me. This was fun. And again, I would just like to remind the audience that if you were interested in a reading from me, go to griffinsloft.com. That's www.griffinsloft.com. You can also go into Google and type in my full name, Marissa Cohen, and then next to it type astrology and hit enter. And the first hit that comes up should be my Facebook fan page.
And did you do the Griffinsloft phone number?
I did. Let me do it. I believe it's 954-625-6775.
Right.
Griffinsloft.
Awesome. And now I'm going to, for those people that are listening, tell you you're on Third Eye Live, sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Program, WNN 1470 AM. We want to thank you so very much for listening to us. Many blessings. And Holly's going to thank our sponsors.
Finish it off with the sponsors. Again, a big thank you. That was Robert Gluck, Vital Food, Cantonelli Builders, and the Florida Addiction Institute. So we give you a big thank you for that.
Thank you all.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, so we're definitely finishing. And if we went all over the place, we'll definitely bring it back down to earth next week. We'll get a little bit more.
We'll focus a little bit
better.
Yeah,
yeah. We have more information coming out. So
this was kind of our maiden voyage. We were very excited.
Yeah, this is great. So next week, Rashid will be back with us. So
yes.
Looking forward to that. And our guest next week, Lori?
Is going to be AJ Matta. He's the CEO of VacancyLove.com, and he's also a medium.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Okay, so we will be back next week.
Many blessings to everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. She's one of the 100 most respected women in the travel industry. Join Stephanie Abrams for Travel with Stephanie every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
Good afternoon and welcome to Third Eye Live here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio program. And my name is Rashid. I am your host along here with Lori.
Hello.
And Holly.
Hi, everyone.
And Barb is somewhere jumping around, but she's going to be joining us in the next week or so. She's got some, to say that actually she's on a trip. That I am for sure aware of. She is on a trip, but she's going to be joining us coming the first week in February with all the big astrology
yes,
stuff that's
awesome.
Coming up. So very cool. Well, before we get started, today our guest is Susie Hendricks, and she is the author of A Simple Art of Being, and it's 133 Messages from Spirit to Assist You on Your Journey. She's going to be joining us in a few minutes, but first, we had a couple of things we wanted to share with everyone before we got started.
So I'm asking all our listeners to just take a few minutes and send some prayers and some healing light and love to all those people in Haiti that are suffering from the past week of the earthquake and the aftershocks. And we just want to send a lot of prayers and healings and love to all of them. So thank you so much.
Yeah, we need to keep that in mind. And something that most people don't realize is we should also pray for those people that are suffering there, that their suffering will end a little quicker, because there's a lot of people. I saw a story on the news just yesterday about a little girl who was, I think, 4 years old, who was so badly injured. They managed to get her out of the building, but she was so badly injured, and they still don't have enough medical help over there.
Yes.
That she wound up suffering for like 2 or 3 days before she passed away. So our prayers need to go to those people that are in those kind of situations,
yes,
that they not have to linger for 2 and 3 days sick, that, you know, that they be able to pass on and transition quickly and painlessly instead of suffering for 2 and 3 days until medical assistance can get
to
them. And it's
they're
just
starting to get
yeah,
them in, but it's
but
slow.
It's going to take a while.
And it's hard to get into the country.
It is. They're having a huge problem getting into the center of Port-au-Prince where all the damage is done, and to help everybody. So keep that in mind, folks. And if you can't donate, then send your prayers. Believe it or not, it does help, and it brings comfort to those. So
it does. Everything is energy anyway. So
So the more positive energy you send there, the better that things can go going. And it's going to take a long time for them to be able to heal in a physical manner as far as bringing up the country again and just in helping all the people. So, folks, keep that in mind. And Holly, do you have something to share?
Yeah, I do, actually. Well, you know me going through the headlines.
Other than all the crisis and everything that's going on with Haiti and everything else that's going on in the U.S., tell us what's going on.
Well, I don't know. This, you know, is a little bit different, but I wanted to bring it up again because it's, you know, looking at the different headlines. And not to bring the H1N1 or the swine flu back, but it's the thing now that a lot of the vaccines that came into the country, a lot of people are not, you know, getting vaccinated. So the U.S. is actually canceled. The U.S. Basically is saying that 250 million doses that it ordered that they're not going to need anymore. And from there, basically, I was reading that France, there was a headline saying that France cancels 50 million flu shots, the orders, the 50 million flu shot orders.
So what's happening to all those
shots? That was my question. You read
where
my mind.
Where are they storing it?
Right. That's what I was
not
thinking.
Not where they're storing
that,
it, where they're throwing it.
Exactly. You read my mind. That's where I was going with this. Okay, so where is this waste going to go? And one of the big things, this thimerosal, you know, mercury, basically, just to give people an idea, mercury, typical flu shot basically contains about 25 micrograms. That's about 50,000 parts per billion of mercury.
Uh-oh.
So, but then if you look at the EPA classifies a liquid with 200 parts per billion of mercury as hazardous waste.
Now, I knew you were heading that way.
Yeah, exactly. So if we're looking at 200 parts per billion hazardous waste, there's 50,000 parts per billion in a flu shot. And among other things, just the live virus or whatever, the, you know, additives in that. Okay, so where is it going?
Where is all this going?
Well, I was digging around, and back in April of 2008, I was reading, there was a headline, and Merck, a pharmaceutical company, they're located in Pennsylvania. It was found that they discarded it from the facility in the water system.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the headline was, the Merck plant dumps vaccine waste and chemicals into water supply.
Oh,
now, this was back in 2008. Okay, so here we are, you know, 2010, but since we had the H1N1 vaccines in 2009, and now we're having millions upon millions of these, you know, vials hanging around, I'm wondering where it's going to go. So, I don't know, it's just something, it's just food for thought, because unfortunately we live in a society where we don't see it when it's thrown away. We clean our house, we put the trash on the curb, and guess what, an hour it's gone.
We yell at people for littering small stuff when they throw stuff on, but we should go after the big companies and point the finger at them and tell them to stop littering.
Exactly. And that in itself, and then, you know, combining these different headlines kind of made me think. And actually, I would like to hear from anybody who collects trash, trash collectors, because I was thinking, you know, leaving the vaccines aside, just the trash, because I was noticing that after the holidays, it was double because of the paper, because of, you know, wrappings and the trees. I was looking at all these dead trees all over the neighborhood. And I was thinking, I would like to hear if there's any trash collectors out there, what that does to them mentally. I was thinking it might be as an extreme if they are very cautious, and because they see so much waste going out there that it makes them very cautious, and they're, you know. Or if it's the opposite and it's like, okay, because we don't see it, they do. When they pick it up, our lawn is clean.
I would think they'd be more cautious about the ones in the commercial businesses where they, you know, like doctor's offices and stuff like that, because you never know.
You know, I just want to put into proper perspective how much immunizations are being thrown away by the fact that I was sitting on New Year's Eve and I was speaking to a lady that had a baby. And actually, there were two ladies that had small children, and they were actually talking about not getting their children immunized. And they said that nowadays their pediatrician's office give each child 35 immunizations.
Yes, that's correct.
35 of them.
That's
so
correct.
Are they really needed? I
mean, well,
I don't know.
Personally, I think everybody needs to do their own research and find out what's in these vaccines.
Right.
You know, that's what I'd like to say about that. Just research prior to subjecting yourself and rolling up your sleeve. Really do the research to see what's in it. Read the package. You know, you really, really need to be careful about that. But that's all. So I just basically this week came to mind, and I'm almost like would like to hear from trash collectors where they are with that. If what extreme are they?
I want to know what this ties in with the ducky story.
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, so now I have some uplifting news. Okay, enough of that.
It's going to be a quacker.
Yeah,
it's going to be a quacker. Go ahead, tell us the uplifting story.
It's nature, since I care so much about nature.
Okay. So there was a duck that survived
Right, well, I'm a nature freak.
It swims in the water.
Well, if it makes you feel good, before coming to the radio show, I was being very organic. I was planting. I was in my little yard. Planting.
Awesome. What?
Yeah, getting dirty.
Awesome. Get your hands in that dirt. Feel the earth.
I think to be professionally correct, it's sanitation engineers.
Oh,
okay. Thank you so much.
That was the voice
of God. Thank you. Sanitation engineers. I would like to hear from you because I want to know where you fall in the extremism, if it even does put you in that category.
And just so people know, that was the voice of God.
Yeah. But, yeah, okay, so put that aside. So now we have some good news.
So tell us about the ducks.
Yes, okay. Well, I have a duck that visits me. I live by a canal, and there's many ducks, but I have my favorite.
And you
know
it
by sight?
And I named
him Drewy. Oh, yeah, he's my
baby. They don't all
look
the
same. Yeah, of course. Okay. No, not this one. And you'll know why when I'm done the story. No, I adopted him. His name is Drewy.
Drewy, okay.
So because it's been so cold, I bought food for these poor ducks, and every day I'm out there feeding them, right? Well, this one duck, far away he looks fine and healthy, but when he came up close, his little eyes were cloudy.
No.
Yeah, his right eye was very cloudy, and his left eye almost looked like it was pussy, and I don't know, just really out of sorts, and I felt so bad for him. He did look healthy, but the eyes were just, I felt so sorry for him. So since I'm a Reiki practitioner, I had this bright idea. And I said, oh, let's do Reiki on him. So every day when he came over to visit me, I did a little Reiki on him.
Well, that's good.
Okay, the moral of the story is that yesterday his eyes are clearing up.
Are you sure it's the same duck?
It's the same duck. It's the same duck.
And his eyes, well,
and his
see,
eyes are clearing up.
Well, for people that don't believe that Reiki does work, it does work.
No,
it works
call
on animals, plants.
The universal energy.
Yeah.
The universal energy does not discriminate.
No, it doesn't. No, it works on plants and trees and,
everybody,
and all kinds of, you know,
we're all
pets
connected.
And animals.
I mean, that's
definitely.
Why I feel so with nature, because
well,
we're all connected.
You did a good deed.
Yes,
you saved
the
duck.
Well, his eyes are getting better.
His little tail like a dog.
He does. And they snort, and they almost.
They snort?
They snort these ducks.
I didn't know they snorted.
He almost reminds me of a little dog. It's
really?
So cute. He snorts and he wags
maybe,
his little.
Well, do you have a dog?
No, I have a cat.
Well,
so he's not happy.
Oh, so you could adopt the duck and make him your
my
little
cat
dog,
actually,
put a little collar on him.
My cat actually acts like a guard dog when the ducks come around. He's there by the porch and he looks and he looks. He's jealous, poor baby.
He's thinking one day you'll be in my cat food.
Yeah. Oh, God. So that's the good news. I had to share that story because I thought that was just...
That is. When
it made me happy.
Or animals get rescued and saved and all that,
yeah.
That's a good thing. It's keeping nature
exactly.
happy.
We have to take care of nature. We
so
have to.
You taking care of the ducks. I'm planting some plants in my yard, and I think everything's good in the world.
Exactly.
Or at least we try.
We try.
So, well... I'm sorry. I was going to say something and I completely forgot, but that's okay. Well, if you're tuning in now, if you're listening to us, you are listening to Third Eye Live here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and this is 1470 AM. So, well, we should get started then with our guest, Susie. Okay. Well, we're going to come back to Susie. We're going to actually take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with Susie. So we will be right back.
Trying to read the sun to tell me which way I should.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
And welcome back here to Third Eye Live here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show program. Sorry. Something got caught in my throat, and I don't know what it was. Well, we are back, and our guest today is Susie Hendricks, and she is an author. She's also a channeler. She channels with spirit and a healer. And the book that she has is called The Simple Art of Being. It's 133 messages from the spirit to assist you on your journey. And Susie, are you there?
I am.
Oh, hi, Susie.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show. Can you tell us a little bit more about you, other than the fact that you are a channeler and a healer? Enlighten all the audience out there that's listening.
Sure. Well, actually, my journey took a really definitive twist back on 5505. Yes, I'm all about numbers, and double digits seem to be everywhere in my life. On the morning of 5505, I was watching a TV series called Becoming a Woman of God, and I thought, oh, I want to be a woman of God. And I had done the whole religious thing, and
but there was more to it.
It just wasn't clicking quite right for me. And that morning, I was very moved by watching this program. And I owned a hair and nail and tanning salon back in those days, and I had heard something at the back door. And so I walked to the back door thinking the dog wanted to go outside. And I looked up, and there was a mourning dove sitting on the ledge outside the door. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. And, you know, okay, so back to doing my hair and stuff. I had to get to work. And I heard it again. And I go back, and this time there's two doves on the opposite side. Well, I really had not known much about seeing signs or watching for anything like that to connect with spirit. Before that, you know, I thought you had to do that all through church, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to my mom. I said, hey, Mom, these doves were here. She said, you know, doves are a sign from the Holy Spirit. I said, I know that. But I didn't realize it at the time. But, you know, as soon as she reminded me, it's like, click. Well, then I started reading a lot. I think the very first book that I bought was Divine Guidance by Doreen Virtue. And I started learning how to tap into my own guidance. And while I have lots of friends that are very gifted psychics and intuitives, I found it very important for me to learn to connect and learn the language of spirit for myself. And just because the way that I learn it, it doesn't mean that it's the same for everyone else, although I must say that a lot of the people that have been on my journey and path since then have found that when I start talking about numbers and seeing double digits or triple digits, that they start to notice them, and then they start to either write them down or, you know, in my case, I had also gotten as a gift Doreen Virtue's book, Angel Numbers. And like I say, mine are pretty much double digits, but that was back when, you know, I was just starting to learn about numbers. And then, oh, my gosh, guess what? Animals can be signs, too.
Well, I think
who'd have ever thought,
my
right?
What
well,
does a duck mean?
I'm sorry?
What do ducks mean?
What do ducks mean? Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I happen to be sitting at my computer right now.
Oh.
I am the Google queen, okay? So I will.
I'm right behind you there.
I love it. You know, you just, for me, it's duck, animal, totem. Okay. And, but there are so many animals, and once you start becoming aware of them, it's so much fun. And also not just the animal itself, but you were talking about the eye of the animal,
yes,
right, being injured?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of times when we're seeing these, they're also reflective of something in ourselves.
Oh, no.
So if there's something wrong with the eye,
what
metaphysically then is that eye telling you in relation to the duck? And the duck actually talks about emotional comfort and protection.
Mm.
So if the eye, if there was something going on with the eye and that was brought to your attention, you know, just something for you to think about there, you know, if you can make the connection for yourself. But as far as the numbers, I think even today, it was pretty neat because I got up this morning and I'm so connected with working through the angelic realm, and 4 is the number of the angels. And I woke up this morning and the temperature was 44 degrees here.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so that was pretty nice. And a friend of mine had put something on her Facebook and I responded, and then it was like, oh, gosh, and guess what? There's like, I have 44 emails this morning, too.
Oh.
So I see those numbers all the time. It's not even, there's not even a day that goes by when I'm not guided by numbers,
Susie,
double digits,
Susie,
in particular.
What does 11 mean? Like 11, 11, 11?
Well, it can mean a couple different things, and what I like to encourage my students to do is to find out first. If you're just starting to notice the numbers, then I would say that spirit is just trying to get your attention to realize that there's another language being spoken to you. So I'm seeing 11 a lot. 11 usually means, to me, staying positive, being open, that there are openings coming. It's also a very strong strong number in that it's I hate to even use this word, but I'll say it. It's more, a more masculine number.
Okay.
So it's giving you that strength. So just those things put together, the numbers can start to mean so much. I had this, I'm not even going to read you off my first double-digit day because there were so many double digits. I had done this really neat meditation. Oh, yeah, meditation was new to me, too.
Okay.
I did this meditation in August, following August of 2005, and the next day I woke up and there were so many double digits, and it was the first day I remember seeing them. Everything from emails to checks that I wrote to times that I got to places, it was amazing. But I guess what I really like to show people is that we all have so many gifts, and I can't tell you your future, and I can't tell you who your baby's daddy is, and I'm not going to talk to ghosts. I don't do any of that. Although I have some friends that are really gifted and can do all that. Okay, it's wonderful, but I try to encourage people to find their own guidance using exoteric wisdom. What's around you? I was on my way to a meeting one morning, and I had seen a deer. Now, the deer in the Georgia area aren't quite as big as the deer that I was used to when I lived up in Ohio, so
right.
I can't even tell you if this was a baby deer because it could have just been a smaller one.
Yeah.
But it was on the side of the road, and I had seen it one day when I took my son to school, and it was missing a front leg.
Oh, my.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, did you see that, Zach? And he said, yes, he did. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So a couple days later is when I'm on my way to this meeting, and I see this little deer again.
Oh,
my gosh, it's missing a whole front leg. So I get to this meeting, and I'm talking to this lady named Pat, and I said, Pat, I've seen this deer twice now. And she says, well, let's see what the deer means. The deer has to do with gentleness. And I said, gentleness? It's missing its front leg. I said, oh, shoot. I hope I'm being gentle with others. And she said, Susie, it's a sign for the self. Are you being gentle with yourself?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh, what a new concept. You mean these signs are for me?
But you know, it's so interesting because a lot of people will do that. We tend to have a lot less compassion and a lot less sensitivity for ourselves and forgiveness for ourselves than we do for others. It's easier, like you did, to first think that it's about you being kind to other people, but when was the last time you were kind to yourself?
Exactly. And this whole new path for me, at that point also, I was trying to be so conscious of it. Oh, wait a minute. We don't say try. We just do. That's what my son said, Yoda's the pimp, you know, because you do or you don't do, right?
Correct.
Right. So I was working on, no, that's not good either, right? Let's see. I'm trying to really,
you're manifesting.
We're trying again.
Use the word manifesting or you're affirming.
Isn't this interesting? Okay, let me just take a deep breath there, right? I am really excited about doing this show. Can you tell I'm, like, really
you're
nervous?
You're doing fine.
No, you're doing fine. This is fun.
Susie, this is Lori. You're doing just fine.
Hi, Lori.
So,
she's
Susie,
my little Facebook friend.
I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
What, the number 66, as in the year someone's born, does that have significance?
66 for me is always about focusing on spirit and not focusing on the material world. What had happened is that when I got the book from Doreen Virtue, I would look at the book and I would look up numbers all the time. Well, then I started to develop my own shorthand version of what the numbers meant as opposed to what go into the book every time because I wanted to be able to know what messages were coming in for me.
Mm-hmm.
So 66, would always speak to me about focusing on spirit and not on the material.
Okay.
I have a question. How long did it take you? How many books have you written so far?
Well, actually, The Simple Art of Being is my first book, and just this past Thursday night, I finished the final edit for my second
Congratulations.
Book.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So now I'm looking for that publisher.
Oh, did you hear that, everyone? She needs a publisher. But my question to you is, your first book, how long did it take you to write it?
Oh, it's I do something every morning called Daily Guidance from Spirit, and I've been doing that for about 3 years. It started out as an email that I sent out, and one of my friends had said, Susie, are you saving your Daily Guidance from Spirit? And I said, no, why should I be? She said, yes, I think you should write a book, or you should put it into book form.
Right.
So I went back as far as I could, because I had deleted them off my computer. So I went back as far as I could, and I went
Susie,
back
I'm going
to
interrupt you for a second. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. Hold on.
Okay.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Glove.
Have you been diagnosed with
a
serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
And we are back here. This is Third Eye Live here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, if you're tuning in, and it's WNN 1470 AM Radio, and we're here with Susie Hendricks. Susie, you back?
I am.
Sorry.
I'm hanging out.
We had to take a break, and so that's why we had to break you so quickly like that. But anyway, we're back with you.
Susie, it's Holly. I have a question here. The title of your book is called Simple Art of Being.
Yes, The
Correct.
Simple Art of Being,
Could
133 Messages from Spirit to Assist You on Your Journey.
Great. Could you just elaborate on that a little bit more so the audience can hear about the book and basically, you know, what it contains and the message that it has?
Sure. What
Great.
I had done was put together the daily guidance from Spirit messages that I put out via email for and there was 133 of them. The number just seemed to resonate with me, the double digits and all. And it's helping people to assisting people to realize who they really are, that they're spirit first. We're spirit. We're having a human experience, and it's not the other way around. And so many times people get caught up in the human experience, and if we can just step back and look a little bit more objectively at the experiences that we have and realize that they are just that, they're experience. And it's not like, you know, you came down here to learn any lessons, like, you know, we're going to teach you a good lesson. Come on, you're heading back.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that. It's more like you're opening a book and learning, expanding.
It kind of puts you in control of what's happening in your life, because if you're not in the, you know, what is the word, engrossed in it, and you know that you're basically here to experience that situation, it kind of like gives you time to step back and look at the situation other than thinking, oh, you know, poor me, why did it happen to me, or, you know, this or that. It kind of like, well, what did I learn from this experience?
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
Because it is just experience.
Right.
Even seeing animals, okay, it was an experience. So what did I learn from seeing that animal?
Mm-hmm. Being more observant.
Right.
To your surroundings, basically.
Being observant, but also remembering that you came to participate in this journey.
Right.
You know, you didn't come to sit, you know, in a lotus position doing meditation for, you know, 23 and a half hours every day,
and then
you can go to the bathroom and eat the other half hour that you have left.
There you go. No, and oftentimes victims tend to not participate. That's the reason why they allow themselves to be victims. And I guess with your book, you're telling people, don't sit there and be a victim. Do and act and observe and experience so that you can have a different type of life. Because oftentimes the people that complain that are the victims, it's simply because of that, because they're not willing to take control of their lives. They're allowing their lives to be controlled by other situations and other people.
Right, because there are no victims. There's only volunteers.
I have, Susie, we have within our listeners a lot of people that are in recovery. What would you want to say to them about your book that could help them through their recovery?
It goes back to the same thing, that you have to start living your life, your dream. This is your version of reality. It's not somebody else's. That's the first thing you need to know. And it doesn't matter a bit what you did yesterday. It's what you do today that's going to change your tomorrow.
It's very true.
And I'll tell you, I had my first child when I was 16 years old. I did not have a Miss Goody Two-Shoe life coming up, I'll tell you.
Right.
I mean, I didn't have a horrible one either, but somewhere in between. And I think what happens is that people can get that middle ground can really get lost in that, well, gosh, you know what? Fred and Sally really had a hard way to go. And look, they could pull themselves out of it because they had diverse upbringing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean,
that's
what people need to understand, that it doesn't matter what happened. I think a lot of times what happens to people also is they get stuck in In the situation of whatever happened in their childhood,
they're
not able to pull themselves out of it to change their lives as an adult, and so they literally leave themselves locked in victim mode.
Mm.
Well, you know, as a child I was this and I was that, and
yeah.
my childhood was like this, and so therefore as an adult I refuse to do anything to improve myself because it's easier to go back and blame the fact that I was,
like
you know, that I had a bad childhood.
So,
right, but there's also that middle ground of people that just feel like, you know, it wasn't too bad and it wasn't really great and I don't have anything to, quote, rise above and, you know, that's, I don't have all these advantages. I didn't have all those disadvantages. So I'm just kind of there in the middle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a huge amount of people like that.
Susie, would you say then that all of us should adopt the attitude that it's not what happened in the past? Of course, we learn from the past, but it's what we do with ourselves and our lives and our thought patterns going forward.
Oh, most definitely,
yeah.
Most definitely. You know, don't be afraid to put those rose-colored glasses on. Really don't. That the universe will bring you evidence of your belief system. So if you believe in the ugliness of this world, that's what you're going to see.
Right.
And if you believe in the power of the human experience, you will start to witness that around you. When you change your thought patterns and really believe differently, you will see that difference. It's a miracle that manifests in front of you daily. Most people just don't take the blinders off to see it.
Right. It's almost embracing a situation and coming out of it, learning, so that way we don't have to go through it again. Because the universe gives us like little hammer hits. The hammer will hit the head just a little bit. You know, we're in a situation and we got to do it a little bit differently. And then when we don't, then the hammer comes a little harder and a little harder and a little harder. So it's kind of like just embracing a situation. And then, you know, even if we did fall into some things that, you know, we weren't able to control, you know, we can just look back and honor that almost, that we got through it.
Susie, and what is the... what's the theme of your second book about?
I am right on the line between two different names for the book. So we'll put it out there and see. I wasn't sure if I was going to go with The Simple Art of Being, Book 2, Embracing Your Angelic Perfection, or Embracing Your Angelic Perfection, The Next 133 Messages.
Well, okay, so it's actually a continuation then of your first book.
It is. It picks up where this book left off, and I had even said at the end, you know, more to be continued or more to come, because it is a process. You can begin to change your thought patterns, and each day that you become a little stronger, then when experiences come around that, you know, you don't have to look at them from a negative point of view. You realize, once again, that it was an experience and that you're ready to move on.
So the 133 messages, are they general or are they channeled daily that can apply? Or how does one go about reading the book from cover to cover? Or is it more of a reference?
Actually, I've had people tell me they do it both ways.
Okay.
If changing your thoughts are completely new to you, my suggestion is that you pick up the book and read it from beginning to end,
mm-hmm.
and then go back and use the book as an oracle. Just let the book open to where it may, or just, you know, Spirit, what do you want me to know today? And then open the book and see what the message is that you have for that day.
Right.
And as I have evolved or expanded, so has my writings. So to me, what I'm writing now, even though it's still all from the same source, I can see a difference in what I write now as opposed to what I had written a year and a half ago.
Oh, I'm sure you've grown tremendously from the beginning of writing the book.
Yes, and it's...
Susie, we're gonna be right back. We're going to take a quick break again, and we'll be right back with Susie Hendricks.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on.
Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
And we are back here. If you're just tuning in, this is WNN 1470. This is Third Eye Live on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we're back again with Susie Hendricks. Susie?
I have to share something with you.
Please do.
When we were talking about the book and how it could be used, when we were on the break, then I said, or just before break, I had said, or you could use the book as an oracle and just open the book and say, Spirit, what do you want me to know? So when we were on break, I said, Spirit, what message would you like me to know? I opened the book. Okay, you know, I can't make this stuff up. It's too good, because I turned to page 88, okay, which was pretty funny.
There you go, 88, double digit.
And I'm going to go ahead and read it, if that's okay.
Sure, yes.
Okay, this says, a force greater than the mind can imagine surrounds you in all ways. Make your world your honor code. Promise only what you wish to fulfill and rest yourself from the desires of others. Heart-centered leadership is called for as you expand through innovation. Continue to devote yourself to your spiritual path and give any of your concerns to your heavenly team.
That's really good.
That
yeah,
is so appropriate
yeah,
for everything that's going on in the world today right now with the financial crisis and people being so stressed and with everything that's going on. It's so true. Just we have to just kind of release and let everything take its course and know that, you know, the higher source, God, is guiding us through whatever we need to go through.
Right. Even though what we see other people going through can be very uncomfortable for us because we look at our lives and think, you know, wow, we've got this and this going for us, and then are we really putting the right energy into these poor people here? In other words, it's better if we just lift them up with love and always send the prayers for the highest good, because quite honestly, I don't know what somebody else's highest good is. Unless, I mean, we can tap into that, and you can find that knowledge. They are in what's called the Book of Life or the Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm.
But unless that is what you're doing with each individual person, you know, it's not for me to change your path. I just want you to see your path differently.
Oh, true. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not up to any of us. You know, as intuitive people, we often tell, you know, our clients, we're not God. You know, what we say is not set in stone. We can only advise you, and then it's up to
yeah,
each person
free will.
To do their free will to go the path that they're going. It's not for us to tell them where they need to go, but simply enlighten them.
And have them know and understand their alternatives.
And know
right,
the people out there to listen to them.
Well, Susie, so before we, so we have enough time, where can people find your book, and do you have a website?
I do. My website is no W's, just SusieHendricks.com, and that's S-U-Z-I, Hendricks, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S. I'm also on Facebook.
Yeah.
I have a fan page on Facebook also. I have a personal page, which I like to put fun stuff on, but I still put my spiritual messages on that. Even this morning, before I went to work, I said, "Methinks me has a potato chip hangover. Moderation, Susie, moderation. I should have stopped after the first huge bowl. There I go, shitting on myself again."
Sounds like a lot of us.
How many bowls did you have?
Yeah. I had two huge bowls. I mean, we're not even talking little.
Was waiting for a double digit.
Oh, well, no, I had two. I didn't have 11. Although,
yeah, right.
I was waiting for 11.
I could have had 11 bags of potato chips. See, I can put a bag of potato chips in front of me, and they're gone. And it's really funny is that someone had responded and said, "Ah, human, love, love, love ya." And I said, "Not human, just playing one on TV."
There you go. Now, what about your book? Where can people find your book?
It's on Amazon.com, or if you go to my website, there will be a link that will take you right to Amazon. And that's really the fastest way to get it, is through Amazon.
Excellent.
So when do you see the second one come? Oh, that's right, you said it was finished, and you're going to be publishing it, correct?
It is.
So you
did
complete it.
I did. I completed
awesome.
It Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
My mom called me once, and she said, and I started yawning. She says, "Am I keeping you up?" And I said, "No, I'm glad you called. I've been sitting in front of the screen for about 2 hours now just finishing my editing." So, but I got it done just around 9 o'clock Thursday night, so it's ready.
Well,
it's, congratulations. And I was so happy with the results. I'm not big about saying a lot about myself before I would say what my awakening was, other than generalizations, only because my journey is for me, and to bring up other names or people that have had experiences with me to self-promote or to sell my books, you know, I can't out somebody else. That's just not who I am. There's a few names that I have in the book, the second book, but I had gotten their permission first, and it's really just very basics. The book is it's about the messages again.
Okay.
So people can learn what beautiful beings they really are.
Susie, we are going to have to close now, but I want to thank you. We all want to thank you
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm sure I rambled.
No, that's okay.
No. But thank you so much, and I'll contact you on Facebook, okay, honey?
Okay, great. Thanks, love to
you. Thank you for being a guest on the show, and we look forward to seeing that second book come out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Well, and so we're getting to that time where it's almost the end for us.
Oh, that went by quick.
It does. Doesn't go by.
Yes, it does.
Time flies when you're having
fun.
There
you go.
Well, but before we close, we want to be sure that we always thank our sponsors because they're the ones that keep us going here. And the sponsors for this half of the show from 4 to 5 is Florida Addiction Institute, Robert Gluck, Cantonelli Builders, and Vital Foods. And they're the ones that keep us going, because if it wasn't for our sponsors, we would be sitting at a table at the Griffin's Loft talking to ourselves.
Thank you,
pretty
sponsors.
And not to the millions of listeners that are out there. So that's really good. And we've got tons of – who's the guest for next week's show? We have
Marissa Cohen.
We have Marissa Cohen coming. She's one of the associates at the Griffin's Loft.
Yes, she's a medium. She, too, is an author, but she won't disclose her book yet.
Oh, okay.
It's a secret.
It's a secret?
Yes.
We can't torture her and make her tell us?
Well, I guess if we can torture her.
There you go.
And let drip a little water on her head.
Oh, so that's something to look forward to, her coming in next week.
So, well, excellent. Well, again, thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to everyone that keeps us going here. And I think it'll be a really cool and exciting show next week. But don't go away, because coming right up from 5 to 6 is Spirituality with Rasheed. That's me. And my guest will be Cynthia Siegel. So do not change that dial. We're going to break, and then we're going to keep going from there. And remember, it's 2 hours of holistic and metaphysical talk here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show program.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.